This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Robert Moffat understood the reason for the Savior's long-suffering. He exhorts us, "We have all eternity to celebrate our victories, but only one short hour before sunset in which to win them." As you read 2 Peter, you will be impressed with the fact that when God makes a promise, He always keeps it. Nothing can stop Him. There might be many who scoff and say that God doesn't seem to remember His promises because it's been centuries since He promised Christ's return and things just seem to go on as normal. Don't be troubled by their indifference. When God is satisfied that the best time for fulfillment has arrived, it will come to pass. This is especially true in regard to Christ's return. In the fullness of time, He will come. Until that day, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, 2 Peter 3:15. You cannot afford to presume upon God's patience or play with it. If you do, you will surely suffer bad consequences. You should be grateful for His long-suffering and use the extra time to diligently prepare yourself and persuade others to prepare themselves for the day of the Lord. If you read the opening chapter, you will find out how to go about doing this, adding to what you have already experienced those qualities of character and commitment that God delights to bless. In the last chapter, you will find good reason to make the most of opportunities you have as long as they are available to you. The most important thing to pursue is to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18.